We want to start off by acknowledging that this show is taking place on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. I hope I said that right. I hope I did. So. Yeah. That's important. Thank you.
That's important. Who's ever been to Disneyland?
Yay! Woo!
Disneyland.
Okay, that's pretty good. I did not expect that.
Who has never been to a So Far Sound before? Never been?
More people.
Wow, cool. That's great. I'm so excited. Well, welcome. So Far Sound started in 2009 in London, actually, with a group of friends that were just tired of going to shows and they couldn't hear the music and like couldn't hear the artists sing. So they decided to launch their own little shows, intimate shows, in smaller spaces in their living rooms at first. And they filmed it, and they threw it on YouTube, and it became so viral. And now it's over 210 cities over the world, and it's doing great. And we're one of them. And we're really proud. So who knows, actually, what day we are today?
Yeah, ladies, International Women's Day. International Women's Day was first called International Working Women's Day to celebrate women's economic, social, and political achievements worldwide, because women are awesome. The first day was seen in 1909, but we all know that we should have been celebrated way before that, right?
Yeah.
But we're being celebrated now, so that's cool. Yeah.
So today, we're hosting our show in honor of Women's Day. And as you guys probably all know, because we were at the door and saying this, but all of the donations will go to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, which provides needs and positive change for women and children.
And if you brought some blankets tonight, we're also taking those for donations if you want to part ways with them. The emergency night shelter at the Downtown Eastside Women's Center is direly in need, is that a word, direly in need of blankets? So please donate those if you'd like. We'll be taking them at the merch table. Sure. Leave them on the ground. We'll collect them, sweep them up. Also, for the first time ever, we are going to be broadcasting So Far live tonight on the radio. Some ladies from the CITR Women's Collective over here are broadcasting for us. So we are literally making history. That's cool. And also in honor of International Women's Day, we have all female-fronted bands tonight and female-fronted poster artist. So FemCon. Female-fronted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of talking. But I'm going to talk more because we have some housekeeping rules. What are we going to do? I don't know. Oh, yeah, wait. So, because So Far is about listening to music and the performers that are going to be performing tonight, we just ask you to not talk during the acts. After, like, intermission and stuff, please be feel free to make friends. And we're also recording all of this and making videos, so that'll go on the YouTube channel. So it's nice if we don't have any talking. The bathroom, as you probably have seen, is located right around the corner outside there. And please also don't get up during the performances to go to the washroom. There will be little breaks. There will be an intermission between the second and the third act where you could do so.
Also, we do encourage to keep. We encourage you to keep your phones on silent, as Kai said. But we encourage photos without flash, and you can post them on your social media
with
using
the hashtag
SoFarVancouver.
Step it up or IWD.
International Women's Day.
Yeah.
That's just for today.
Sweet.
Also, any day. most importantly, though, please support these artists and continue to go see them. They are going to be performing at other shows locally, which we will announce to you after they play. But So Far is all about supporting local artists. So go and check them out after you've seen them tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Me too. Do you want to? Is it a date? Should we go together?
We should go together.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first artist is Stefana, and
Stefana is a Romanian Vancouverite musician and a master's student in political science at UBC.
Yeah.
Versatile girl.
Yeah, amazing woman. She released Ephemera to a cassette and digitally. Ephemera. Ephemera. Ephemera in 2015.
She'll be playing mostly new material tonight that will be released later this year, so keep an eye out for that.
And her music combines the textured electronic sounds with her tantalizing vocals.
Tantalizing. her unique sounds are a very unique experience that we've never heard before. No. We were listening earlier today. It just trances you.
It's pretty cool. So please, like, feel free to close your eyes and allow yourself to just, like, taken away by and on this beautiful journey she will take you on. So give it up for Stefana.
Welcome, Stefana.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting live from So Far Sounds here in East Vancouver in a secret location, and it's International Women's Day. So stay tuned to 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. Here's Stefana Fratilla.
Thank you. out here and listening on the radio as well.
This is something I ask you to meditate on. This is something I ask you to meditate on. I know songs, the way of life cast on the body. I know songs.
Me. All right, that was Stefana Fratillo live from So Far Sounds in Vancouver for International Women's Day.
Awesome, thank you. That was awesome.
So, here we are again.
Told you, you can't get rid of us.
Yeah.
Thank you. One friend.
So, we want to take a moment to really thank our host, Love Jules Leather Shoe Company. They make shoes here, you can see. We really want to thank them to have us here, because without them, this would not be possible. So, please, thank them. And
One second. I was going to ask Stefana where you're playing next.
I have my thesis defense. That's the next thing I'm playing.
Wow. What thesis are you defending?
My master's thesis. But it has a capacity of 40 people, the room. So, but yeah, you're all welcome to come.
That's amazing.
So that is... That's all I can think about these days. I am doing a project on settler colonialism and settler shame in the context of the aftermath of the TRC, and I'm incorporating sound into it.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. That's awesome. And she also has some merch that she's selling.
Yes,
at the merch table.
You can check it out right there.
Please peruse.
Yeah. You'll have a look. There.
You'll have some time later. So before we go on to our next act, sorry, we're goofy. Deal with it. Before we go on to our next act, we wanted to take a moment to circulate our green guest book. Do we know where it is?
It's right there.
Okay, Dara has it. She's over there. It's not just a guest book. It's so much more than that. People have been writing poems in it, drawings, lyrics. The bar is very high. No. I mean, be yourself. Literally write, draw anything you want in it. If you want to just look at the stuff that's in it, you don't even have to write anything in it.
If you want
to
say something about, today, about Women's Day as well, that's also up to you. It's really what you want. It's open.
I also wanted to take a quick moment to say that although it is Women's Day and we're celebrating, women, just to be aware that we're celebrating anyone who identifies as a woman, not just cis women. So I think that's important to keep in mind. Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm just going to say a few words about our host, Love Jules Leather.
Because I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were right.
Okay.
We're a team, Kaya.
We're a team. We got it. So Love Jules Shoe Leather Company, they make custom kicks on order. And people can check them out, if you want to check them out, at lovejulesleather.com. And they said that they were really excited and honored to have us here tonight, and that it was a good excuse for them to clean up. And they are located right above the Vancouver Cooperative Laboratory, which is a volunteer-run woodworking and metalworking shop. It's down underneath here, and they... the membership were really kind enough to shut down the shop tonight so that the sounds of the machines and stuff wouldn't be bothering us. But you could also check out details on VancouverCommunityLab.com. And they have regular workshops with woodworking and metalworking that are open to all of the public. So if you guys are constructors or want to do something with your hands, it's Vancouver... So HTTP VancouverCommunityLab.com. Okay, got it.
Did you get that, Andy? Okay, right. Wrote it down. Good.
You can Google it probably. Okay, so up next we have Lindy.
Lindy Nolt.
Lindy Nolt. She was born in South Africa, and she is a spoken word artist in Vancouver who has won the Vancouver Poetry Slam in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Her open heart and her love for the world around her shines through her spoken words. Kaya and I were listening to her a bit, and it's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we're really excited to hear her again.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
You can come up.
Welcome her to the stage. Lindy Nolt.
Hello. totally different. I don't have any music. If I were musically inclined, I would have gone that route, but it's better for everyone if I don't do that. So I'm going to be just doing a couple of poems for you once I can figure out the mic. There we go. Okay, so can I just get a quick show of hands who's heard of spoken word before or who's been to a... Fantastic. So you are all totally into the snapping. Can I just hear a couple snaps? Thanks. You got an awesome snap going. Thanks. If you hear something you like, if you hear something you identify with, if you hear something that just makes you feel warm inside or shocks you completely, go ahead and give those fingers some exercise. So the best way for me to really introduce myself is through a poem, and the first poem I'd like to do is called I Am, and it goes like this. Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name is Lindy. It's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name is Lindy. People often ask me if that's short for something, if it's spelled with an E or a Y, to which I reply, actually, it's an I, and no, I am not an abbreviation. I am the full word, as misspelled as I might be. I am neon graffiti, desperately trying to leave my mark just so I can prove that I was here. Sometimes I'm the girl in the corner convinced that she belongs there, chewing on the wrong side of her pen, swallowing ink, hoping that when she spits these words, they might have a permanent effect on you. But sometimes I feel like nothing more than a hat hanging on a wall, serving no purpose at all. Or else a handkerchief in a gentleman's pocket, always being folded to fit into spaces others place me in, but I wasn't always like this. Didn't always fly so recklessly into storms, but I've learned to break clocks that tick-tock, tick-tock, talking behind my back, convincing me that time is running out on me, so I run away first. I'm always running, afraid that if I stand still, I might drop, and if I do, I won't be big enough to create a ripple, but some days I can stand the sound of my own echo, and those days, every poet knows, are good days. I am a door, the kind that is slow to open, but quick to lock. I have a hard time letting people in, an even harder time letting them go. Because when I love, my hands become starfish, and I'll suction onto your surface. I will hold on long enough to call you home, but I am not a stapler. I cannot hold it all together all the time, so I let myself unravel. Come undone like a half-sewn button, topple like Jenga blocks, just so I can rebuild myself tall enough to look in the mirror and say, my name is Lindy, and I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am currently learning to be a teacher. I am teaching English to high school students, and when I speak to them, none of them make a sound. It's kind of like they're not there, so it is so refreshing to have an audience where you are responding. I think when you're in high school, you're so terrified to let anyone else know that you exist, and you just kind of try to blend in. So I appreciate you being here and being active with me. The next poem I want to do is a breakup poem. I always find myself writing about love, and I want to know if everyone knows the song by Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. Yes, awesome. I was wondering if you could help me out with this next poem. So when I point to you, and I'll try to make it really obvious, I'll do this or like this. I use my hands a lot, so I don't want to throw you off. So maybe if I do like this, then you know it's your turn to sing. But if you could just take a second to sing that last part with me, that don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. Perfect. Let's try that one more time. See, I told you I wouldn't be singing alone. Let's try it one more time. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. Oh, lovely choir, like impromptu Tuesday night. Lovely. Thank you. I've always wanted to be... Okay. This is called Almost, or On the Topic of Regret. When you asked me if I loved you, I almost said yes. Instead, I said, you are a magnanimous oscillator, which is to say you're an unselfish lover. I did this to distract you because I know how much you love big words. Love is the grandest of words, but when it feels too small to pronounce, it probably isn't love. You slightly frowned, your frame folded forward. You held your right hand over your chest as if to keep your heart from falling out of it, your left hand over your stomach like a wounded soldier trying to hold all your insides together. In a hummingbird whisper, you repeated, "Do you love me?" Pause. When someone asks you if you love them, no answer is the same as answering no. I was just too cowardly to say so. Side note, there's only two appropriate responses to this question, yes or no. I said, almost. Almost, like we were in your car on a road trip to the ocean, listening to our favorite song, windows rolled down, wind playing through my hair, my feet up on the dashboard, toes leaving oily prints on the windshield, and you asked if we were there yet, and I said, almost, do you love me? Almost, are we there yet? Almost, do you love me? Almost, are we there yet? Almost, do you love me? So close. In the silence that follows, I want to tell you that I'm willing to stay in the car, that I'm almost sure that just over the mountain or around the bend is the shore, that I can almost smell the salty air, almost feel the sand beneath my feet, almost feel the water rising, our love enveloping me, but I've always been teetering on the edge of complete certainty and absolute fucking doubt, so instead all I say is, I'm sorry. You do not tremble. Like a nameless statue, you stand unmoved. This is how I know I broke you. This is how I learned that the truth and the right answer are not the same thing. This is the darkest your eyes have ever been. You say, it's okay. In that way that I truly know it isn't. Say you'll just add me onto your list of almosts, like that time you almost planted a tree in your backyard that would have been 7 feet tall by now. Like that time you almost quit your job and when traveling around the world, you still wonder what grease smells like. Like that time you almost forgave your father for not forgiving your mother for having you. Like this time you almost loved me enough to wait for me to love you back. As you walk away, fading into the crowd like a teardrop falling into a river, I know you are already on your way to a different shore, to loving someone else entirely, and I almost, almost run after you. Instead, I sit in my car with the windows rolled up, listening to the radio already playing my breakup song, singing, and don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this next poem to the LGBTQ, community. I'd like to dedicate this to my family. I'd like to dedicate this really to anyone who has a story inside of them that they need to tell. Maya Angelou, who's one of my favorite poets, once said, "There's no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside us." And I held on to this story for a really long time. But this is a story about my family and a strengthening of sorts. And it's called The Butterflies We Keep. When we were little, my brother and I used to catch butterflies in fishnets, release them into my room, open up the windows, and see how long it would take for them to fly out. It took him 23 years to open up the windows of his heart to let the beauty inside escape when you told us you were gay. Our mother held you to her chest, tilted her face up to the sky, and hoped that the tears would obey to gravity and roll back in her eyes, but they had grown claws, scraping and scratching their way out, determined to wound as they crawled down her cheeks, leaving scars of riverbeds so deep it would take years for the tears to swim back upstream. And you, just a boy trying to be a man, shaking off the ash that had suffocated your heart from the volcano of shame that had ruptured your soul. The eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD destroyed the city of Pompeii within a few days. The city was lost, buried, covered in gray. It was 1,500 years before a single man discovered paintings and inscriptions of what once was life, but he was so embarrassed by the sexual nature of the art, he had it buried for a second time. In 1819, the King of Naples visited the Pompeii exhibition, but he was so embarrassed by the erotic artwork, he had it locked away in a secret cabinet. I guess I finally understand the term, coming out of the closet. They say there was an unknown number of discoveries of the city, but it was buried time and time and time in time, in time, big brother. They will understand. It was only rediscovered due to rainfall. Maybe it was God sending down the angel's breath on the wings of raindrops to uncover years of sexual suppression. Maybe if Vesuvius hadn't grown so restless to set her love free, I wonder, is this still where we'd be? Maybe. When you told our father, his guts twisted into a noose, strangling his instincts to want to change you. His legs crumbled from the earthquake of confusion. His eyes grabbed a hold of yours in a grip tighter than the first time he held you when you were a baby and he was afraid to let you fall. His upper lip kissed his lower lip, locking away the words, "What did I do wrong?" When archaeologists finally excavated Pompeii, they found that decomposed bodies had created cavities in the ground, so they filled them with plaster, creating casts, capturing human souls, the position they were in the moment disaster hit. They found people on the ground, hands to faces. Some speculate they were trying to create a temple to breathe through the air. Others believed they were praying. Seeing my father on his knees, I think he was doing both. But when the dust settled, when they told you that they loved you anyway, I swear I could hear a sigh of relief all the way from Pompeii. Yesterday, I saw a butterfly. I didn't catch it. Thank you. Thank you. So when I perform sometimes for kids and when we do workshops, often a question I get from them is, Ms. Nolte, do you tell any funny poems? No, kids, I don't. There's no such thing in my opinion. No, but this next poem is as light as it can get for me. But this is my message to the world and to you for tonight. I have one more after this, but this one is called Move. And if I can just get everyone to kind of have some space around them, just maybe like roll your shoulders a little bit, maybe like move a little bit. We sit still for like way too many hours during the day. If you need to, like, get up, you're welcome to do that as well. There we go. Just move it around. Yeah, that feels good. Can everyone do this? And now do this? Cool. Keep that in your back pocket. I don't know if we die because we grow old or bored. Do our bones become tired or unexcited? Does our breath grow fragile or merely uninspired? All I know is there's a six-year-old living in your skin who longs to climb trees just so it can feel like a monkey. Sitting still has never been on my list of things to do, but lately everyone's been telling me to, so here's to you who forget how to. Move. We are all harmonic hitchhikers, reed wind instruments, whistling open road wanderers. We yearn for vibration like harmonicas yearn for breath to soothe their empty chambers. We were meant for motion, not less. Move. And I know it's easier to see your own reflection in a lake than a waterfall. It is easier to look down to what you know than up to what you could be missing, but is that really the kind of life you want to be living? Move. I beg the mermaid in you swims into the ocean just to feel water's inability to do anything else but move. Know that you are made up mostly of water. Move. When you let the moon seduce these tides for you, when you let this world conspire to be good to you, when you move, you'll find the thumb attached to your hand will become your greatest attribute. Hitchhike everywhere. Climb into strangers' cars. Let them tell you about the wrinkles on their chin and their first lover. Stick your hand out the window. Stick your hand out the window and paint the Loch Ness Monster in the air. Sing. Sing as loud as you can. Dance. Move. But when the scenery becomes too familiar, step
out of the car, away from the rattling engine you've now memorized by heart. Take off your shoes. Run to find a nameless town painted with unfamiliar rooftops. Eat too much paella, drink too much sangria, fall in love with somebody's name you can't pronounce. Live as hard as you can. Else you'll die too softly to make an imprint. But if you must, be still. Let it be a moment alone. Write your name on a piece of paper as if it were your gravestone. Write a list of places you wish to see before you die. Fold it into an airplane. Fly it into a fire and wish the ashes into the whiskers of dandelions. Become a tumbleweed. Go to the land of the desolate, the still. Teach them how to move. We all forget sometimes. We stay dead longer than we stay alive. There is nothing cynical about this. It is the reason a six-year-old longs to climb trees, why the harmonic hitchhiker never stops wandering, and why you should always keep moving. Thank you. I have a one-minute poem, if that's okay. This is my final poem, and it's called Dear Human Being. There's a lot of weird things happening in the world, but this is my message. This is it. When I was 11, wearing red mittens, two pairs of wool socks, a parka, and snowflakes on my eyelashes the first time I saw a meteor shower. The first time I saw the darkest of skies light up as silver bullets danced into spiderwebs of fleeting moments. I decided to believe in magic. Dear human being, I know this thing we call living often feels more like suffering. I know there are women missing and children starving. I know there are bombs dropping and war is raging. I know the ice caps are melting and Donald Trump might be president. This is the truth of what is happening, and I know it looks like the beginning of a very ugly ending. But the way I see it, you have two options. Either feed into the sick cycle of destruction based on the fear of dying, or step out of the chaos, witness the brilliance of the cosmos, become a lantern carrier, a hope bringer, a light protector, a creative leader, a healer. Dear human being, when they ask you if you believe in magic, will you put down your shields, climb out of the cave, look up to the dark night sky, and embrace the evanescence that is your one infinitesimal, amazing human life? Instead of merely surviving, join the uprising of the thriving. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Lindy. I don't know if this is on.
Wow.
It's on now. Was I saying your last name wrong? Is it Nolte? Nolte?
It's in Afrikaans, it's Nolte.
Nolte. Okay, I said okay. Nolte. I apologize. Okay.
Are you performing anytime soon again?
Maybe in a couple months. Maybe in a couple months at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But in the meantime, you're busy teaching, and that's awesome.
So go check her out when she gets up again. I'm blown away by that. That was so good. That was really good.
So is anyone else a little cold in here?
Yes.
Like, it's cold.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, why don't you turn to the person next to you, give them a hug, warm them up, warm them up.
Warm them up.
Warm them up. Get all toasty.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
These are the moments that So Far is about.
Yeah.
Okay, we're a little warmer right now, like a couple degrees warmer.
Okay. Thank you, Zoe. That was beautiful. So just before we go into intermission, where everybody can go and go
hug some more.
Yeah, or go to the washroom or all that stuff, we just want to thank a few people.
We want to start off by thanking Bomber Brewing, for providing us with beer for the shows, for bands and hosts. So that's really cool. If you want to have some free beer sometimes, and you're a performer, think about signing up for one of our shows, and you could taste the bubbles of Bomber Brewing.
Yeah, which you can do by the merch table.
By the merch table over there.
Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank Lynx Print for donating their posters, which are free. You can grab on the way out. They have been designed by Natasha Habibus? Am I saying that right? I'm sorry.
We're really bad with names today. We're really not doing well with names.
Yeah, check them out. They're really, really cool.
Catherine's holding one up right now.
Yeah, and if you're interested yourself in designing a poster, please leave a name and or your email at our merch table. And we also want to take a moment to thank Kim and Lola for doing live illustrations tonight. Woo! Will you guys be exposing them at the end of the show?
Yeah.
So that you guys can check them out and yeah. We want to get Dara on the stage. You can
come on out, Dara.
do you want a hug?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say I was extremely moved by that. Like I was like borderline crying. And so this is like I'm shaking now. I'm usually really chill up here, which I'm not, but still.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Yeah. That was a really great introduction. I really appreciate that. Like, no context. Like, I'm just here for you. I'm not performing at all. My name's Dara. I'm going to put this in here because I'm shaking, kind of. If you've been to a So Far show before, you may recognize me as a recurring host. I just want you to try your hardest to, like, shove that to the back of your mind. It's difficult. I know. I'm, like, here a lot, and I'm really great. But I'm kind of talking on a more serious and honest topic today, which is women's rights, which is great. Recently, I've been chosen to participate in an international youth internship program abroad, thanks to this amazing organization based in Victoria called Videa. I'm heading to Tanzania at the end of March to work in Dar es Salaam in a women's legal aid center. And this Women's Legal Aid Center is a nonprofit that provides legal aid services and human rights education to women and children. And they also advocate for against gender-based violence across Tanzania and the Eastern Africa region. And so I was thinking about focusing. I'm like shaking. That was like stress. Okay. I'm usually like extremely sarcastic up here, and I don't like talking about serious topics, but this is really important. So I was thinking about focusing on Tanzania and gender inequality that takes place there in this little chat today, but I realized upon my research into statistics that these issues are global issues. All the issues that are being faced by women in Tanzania are issues that I'm sure a lot of the gals face here on a daily basis. So back in 2015, when Trudeau became prime minister, he announced that he was going to make the cabinet half female. And everybody freaked out. Like, I'm sure half of you did, or all of you did, and you guys were all like, yeah, that's great. But, like, a lot of people freaked out in a negative way, which I found extremely shocking. I was watching the CBC reaction panel to it, and the majority of the panel, including one female member, were lamenting this decision. And they were saying that putting this quota in gives an unfair advantage to unworthy candidates. But what they were failing to recognize is that the entire political system has given an unfair advantage to unworthy candidates due to the fact that their gender is male for centuries now. And this isn't just the political system, all systems have been doing this. And so the international, as the UN promotes, the international human rights system has not been benefiting women to the same extent as men. Ever. So special consideration must be made to give to women's human rights as a result of this. So while many institutions are in place today to encourage and enforce the implementation of women's human rights into law, at the national level, resources allocated to address gender equality are consistently low. And in 2013, 13 surveyed countries reported that less than 0.4% of their budget was allocated to ministries and agencies that address women's empowerment. And 0.4% is like less than 1%. And so it's not that many. It's not a lot of the budget. And so with that one fact serving as my first and me shaking up here and like having a really hard time, I've thrown up a lot of facts and figures on the walls for you to peruse during this break and after the show. And even during the show, you guys can look back if you're like tired of the people up here, but they're all great. You're not tired of them. And yeah, so just check them out. They may be shocking. They may not be shocking, but they might be. So I'm gonna let you guys go to the bathroom now, but I hope you'll all join me and join so far in taking the remainder of today, this week, this month, this year, in just engaging and becoming a bigger part of the conversation on women's human rights. And you can start right now by like talking to your neighbors about what gender equality means to you, or you can just like take a break from this, which I'm gonna do. But thank you.
Thanks, Dara. Let's try to be back in about 10 minutes, if that's okay. If you want to smoke, please do it outside. And also, don't go, you can use the next area next door as a passing through area, but don't touch any of the strings or anything. Just, yeah.
All right, that was the first half of our So Far Sound show for tonight. We're going to be around for about 20 more minutes to hear the beginning of the next act. But for now, we're going to play you a little bit of the She Devils on CITR 101.9. Don't try. All right, we are here at So Far Sounds with Zoe.
Hello.
Hello, Zoe. How are you doing tonight?
Ooh, I'm good. Sorry, I just knocked something over.
No, that's okay.
Okay, we're good.
All right, so Zoe, tell me, you are emceeing tonight, correct?
I am, the first time.
Oh my goodness, how is it so far?
It's really great. It's super exciting. I'm usually terrible at public speaking and, like, any of this kind of stuff, but I'm totally feeding off of the energy here and, like, feeling really good about it, and there's lots of familiar faces around here, so it's a lot of fun.
Good, as you should. You sound fantastic. You sound very confident to me.
Thank you. I think we're being silly, but serious as well. So.
Silly, but serious. Yes. So the seriousness of today. I know that our listeners you've been talking a bit about International Women's Day already, but I guess, can you tell me a little bit more about, like, what does International Women's Day mean to you? What is your experience?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, in the past, International Women's Day has been specifically for women. And I think it's a very kind of like second wave feminist kind of movement that is fronted by women, for women, especially cis women. And I think it's important to note that as kind of feminist movements are changing and becoming more intersectional these days in a more political world, I think it's interesting to note that Women's Day can be for any type of person who identifies as woman, any gender who identifies as a woman, and we should be including that into Women's Day. So for me, it's an important day because I like to celebrate my own femininity, but also others who might be a part of that but weren't born into it.
Right, or women who don't necessarily, who identify as women but don't necessarily feel a special connection to femininity necessarily.
Exactly.
Like there's a wide range of that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What have you thought of the performances so far?
I think they're really interesting. They're all so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to see these women doing such different things, such powerful things. And in doing some of the research before the show with Kaya, because we're emceeing, we're kind of looking up the artists, we're realizing that all of these women are taking from their experiences and from their travels and from their traumas and their hardships, and it's so beautiful to see them being so vulnerable on stage and communicating so strongly through their art. Like, I think that's incredible and inspiring, and I want to see more women doing that, more people doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think So Far is really great for bringing in people who are being that vulnerable and that passionate about their work.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit more about So Far?
So far, yeah, I've just gotten on board within the past few months. I'm just kind of volunteering as like a videographer or with guest lists or emceeing, like wherever they need me. But I might not be the best person to speak to it, but from what I know is it was set up in 2009 in London, was the first So Far show. And it became such a big deal that it started going global and going across the world. And we have it in about 200 different cities right now. And it's really just a kind of movement to promote local bands, like from within the cities that So Far exists, and promoting music and artists that wouldn't necessarily have a chance to be broadcasted or do shows live and have an audience. So, but we also get some like kind of famous bands that come in, and that's really exciting too. But it's really to promote local musicians from around the town that we're broadcasting in.
It sounds like seems like you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've had a spoken word at So Far?
As far as I know, yes. I've been coming to shows since November of last year, and I've never seen a spoken word artist come in. I'm not sure if Vancouver So Far has had one before, but from my knowledge, we haven't, and I think it's a great addition. I think they should do more of this kind of stuff because it's a cool break between music, and it's kind of, you know, a different genre, and it gives people like a different rhythm to catch on to while going between acts. So I think it's great.
And it works super well in this format.
Yeah, and especially for today, I mean, all of her poems are about women and womanhood and that kind of thing, so I think it worked really well for today's special.
Totally, absolutely. Is there anything else that you'd like the listeners to know about So Far or International Women's Day?
Yeah, so in terms of So Far, we're always looking for more volunteers, so if people are interested in signing up to volunteer, we would love for them to do that. You can find us on the So Far Sounds Vancouver page on Facebook. Also, if people haven't signed up for the newsletter, that's through Facebook as well. If they want to come to shows, you have to sign up and be invited. But we have shows every month, and now we're going to go to twice a month. So there are going to be plenty of shows for people to go and check out.
Twice a month. That's exciting.
Yeah,
good,
we're moving up. We haven't made the announcement yet, so this is for you, your guys' ears only right
CITR
now.
CITR exclusive. Wow. Thank you so much, Zoe. I'm cute.
I think.
Oh, someone's getting jealous.
Oh, my. Do we want, do more so far folks want to come talk on air?
Catherine.
Catherine, come on over. Let's have a little chat. Catherine, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am just fine. Thank you. So, Catherine, tell me a bit about what you do at So Far.
Well, I am one of the organizers for So Far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. And you have a little bit of a history with CITR. Kind of ish.
A little bit. We were lucky enough to have our first feature with you. And
yes, I think November 2015. Yeah. If anyone out there is listening, wants to check that out on the Discord or archives.
It's true. We're
a little So Far show.
It's true. And we've been around for just over a year over that.
There you go.
Yeah.
How is your International Women's Day so far?
It's been very, very good. I mean, we always try to promote diversity in our lineup, and we're kind of comfortable with having one night just be dedicated to entirely self-identified females, and we're kind of okay with having that for this occasion.
Totally. Can you tell me a bit about the process of choosing the folks that are performing tonight?
Yeah, so we function entirely on a voting system as a team. We essentially will pitch an artist, we'll decide that, you know, somebody will go out and see an artist, they'll want to book them for one of our shows, and they'll throw them onto this incredibly long listening list and spreadsheet that we have, and we try our best to go through and be entirely democratic about the process. It's a yes-no voting process. We have people from a variety of backgrounds, a variety of nationalities and ethnicities, and they identify entirely different as a team, and we're lucky enough to have a real active dialogue from the voting system from there that allows us to decide as a team who we decide to book.
Nice. And for tonight, is this the first time you've had spoken word at one of your stuff?
It is, yes. We made it our goal for 2016 to start incorporating other art forms. So at some of our shows, you'll see some of the live illustrators. One way that we like to try and feature a different medium, as well as branching. We're really looking forward to booking a lot more comedians, spoken word artists, dancers. That's the goal. So this is our first night we're doing that.
Very cool. Yes. And I just heard, I don't know if I'm supposed to know this, but that So Far Vancouver is expanding from one night a month to two nights a month.
That's true. It's actually happening next month.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. How did that come about? If you can talk about it.
A little bit. It was actually kind of a top-down decision. We're lucky enough to have them watch our numbers more than we even thought. So they'll look at the amount of RSVPs we get for each show, and they said, look, Vancouver, you guys are catching on to something. Think about doing this. We know you're all volunteers, but we'd love to see you pick up the amount of shows you do per month. And we jumped on the opportunity, decided to do it the month after we had that conversation, and it's lining up to be pretty good for the summer. So
wow, congratulations. That's really exciting.
Thank you.
I know I've been to a lot of So Far shows now, and it's something that people I really feel like should experience.
I really think the two-show model as well will really allow us to just let more people in the door. Mm-hmm. You know, we always struggle with the exclusivity aspect of having to unfortunately turn people down because our spaces are so tiny, and that would never be our intention. We just want to be able to guarantee that everyone can have that intimate experience, and doing more shows will guarantee that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So it looks like the next group is getting set up. I don't think we're actually going to be broadcasting through them because we'd have to cut off in the middle. Yeah. So can you tell us just a bit about the artists that our listeners are not going to get to hear?
Unfortunately, you will miss out on the first time we're featuring a 30-person choir.
Wow.
They're about one-third male, but they are the most progressive men you've ever met. They are headed by Jenny Ritter, who's an incredible person in folk music and managing many different choirs across Vancouver. So the Empress is just one of those choirs, and she'll be accompanying them and leading them and having them do a variety of songs. Our final performer is Lexi Marie. She's an incredible R&B soul singer-songwriter who's up from Lillooet, BC, and has come down to perform for us and close up the night for us here.
Wow, a lot of variety. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Catherine. I think we're getting started now. So this is going to be the last. Are we going through this? Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to play out with one more song. Thank you so much for joining us here at So Far Sounds live from Vancouver. Make sure to apply on the So Far website if you want to attend a show. We're going to just send you off with Palms Lose by Casey Masija. This is CITR 101.9.